Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. This one, an archive of truth. Some of the stuff that I had done back as videos and my social media before that died on both MeWe. You still catch it on MeWe, actually. But before I got rid of the Facebook account, I didn't do a whole heck of a lot more on MeWe, but it's probably there. The same video might be there. Not all of my Facebook videos ended up being on MeWe, but some did. So this one is about, it's from 2020, and it's about the KDHE secretary, this is Kansas Department of Health and Environment, lying through his teeth to make it appear as though a soft mandate from a governor was actually being effective and trying to say as though the people who weren't following the mandate were actually hurting themselves when they were not. I've recorded this about four times. I try to make it shorter this time. So what brought this attention to me was, brought this to my attention was an article by the Sentinel. This is a nice little activist paper that started up during the COVID era. And you can find it at sentinelksmo.org. Of course, standing for, you know, working a little bit on both sides of the state line of Kansas and Missouri. The name of the article, KDHE doctored a COVID case chart to justify mask mandates, August 7th, 2020. I'll read the beginning of this and then we'll go to the chart itself. KDHE Secretary Lee Norman shared a COVID case chart with media this week, which he said shows the counties that abided by Governor Kelly's mask mandate are winning the battle, end quote. But of course, he deceptively doctored the chart. Dr. Lee Norman is a liar. I call him Lying Lee Norman. He comes from the military complex and was still a part of like the National Guard or kind of the, we have a little bit of over here in Manhattan, Kansas, which is still in Northeast Kansas. They have some kind of a responsiveness and, you know, kind of a germ, you know, that type of warfare type of a lab that was, you know, anybody will do anything as long as they get government funding and the congressman can bring it home, right? So he got placed in the, as KDHE secretary, as a liar he is, as the military background operative he is. Emergency management is largely just a structure, and we saw it in COVID, to create a military command structure, an operational structure in the civilian world, rather than leaders on a community-by-community basis going, wait a second, do we need to do this? What's the data say? Tell me more. Instead, your local emergency manager is supposed to be telling you what to do in quote, true, quote, emergencies. And it just replaces the decision-making that your local leaders are supposed to do. Except the thing is that your local emergency managers, they didn't look at the data. They're parroting. It's a command structure. They're trumpeting. They're the bullhorns for what they're told. They're listening to their commanding officer. That's the problem. So Lee Norman is one of those. He's just showing fake charts to back up the politics, and when politics gets injected into science, then there is no more science. All right, so let's go to the chart. Before I get exactly to the details, so you understand the ability to deceive will set the stage for his, I can't remember if it was weekly or not, it seems like it was weekly, jackass Lee Norman, liar that he is sitting up there with his lab coat, his white hair and his glasses, in the middle of a, you know, I'm sure just a folding table with a blue cloth over it with his microphone. To the right of the table on kind of an easel stand or whatever is the chart. So this isn't on some screen that's high definition. It's on a chart that's, you know, whatever, a foot and a quarter by 3 feet. And so you don't get to see it clearly. And not getting to see it up close and personal is part of the deception, but we'll go into what it looks like upon appearance. And then we'll go into deception number one, affirmative deception during the press conference number two. And then, hey, what's going on here now that I think about it, deception number three. So first, what the chart looks like. Kansas COVID-19 7-day rolling average of daily cases per 100,000 population. So basically averaging the last 7 days, right? Starts on 7-12-2020, that's the lower axis, the x-axis, goes through 8-3 of 2020, so give or take about 3 weeks. The vertical axis is quantity, and we see it going from 15 at the lowest up to 25 with a little bit of space above 25, but 25 is the last defined quantity. Then we see two lines going across, two plotted lines. One is reddish, one is bluish. The red one is labeled as mask, and then he presents it as mask mandate counties. In fact, that's the subtitle, mask counties versus no mask mandate counties. The blue one is the non-masked. So we see, plotting from left to right, that the mask counties start high at about 26, but then immediately, upon the second day, we see them drop to below the blue line, which looks to be at just about 20 and a half, or just a little below 21. So you see this drop. We're going to get to it, but what does that tell you? How would a rolling 7-day average drop and have it be legitimate in 1 day? And have that be the cause? That doesn't make any sense, does it? No, it does not. That's called a tease. So now we have the mask counties drop below, but just barely. They're about even for the next, basically until around 7-23. So for about the next 11 days, they're basically even. About 55% of the time-ish, 60% of the time, the mask mandate counties are just below the blue line of the non-mask counties. And for the rest of the time, the mask counties do go up a little bit, but in the same general range. So, for instance, it looks like during that time period after it drops, the non-mask counties, for that 55 or 60% of the time, are hovering at about 19 and a half to 20, whereas the non-mask counties are hovering closer to 20 to 21 in that time range, and sometimes just a hair lower. And then there's a time period where the mask counties do pop up a little bit, but to about 21 and a half, and then pop back down and are higher for about 4 days versus the no-mask counties. And the no-mask counties, as you look at them overall during the whole reporting period, really stay solid at in the range of 21 down to about 20. But we see a precipitous, a large change eventually in the mask mandate counties. Starting at about 12 days in, there starts to be true separation, what appears to be true separation. So starting at 7-12 was the beginning of the reporting period or the graph period. 7-24, we see a difference, but then comes 7-23, there's a nice drop. Was it about, now we're dropped down all the way to 19, it had not hit 19 before. Goes up a hair, and then drops by 7-28, so over a course of about 4 days. It drops all the way down to about 16, 16 and a half-ish, maybe. Whereas the non-mask mandate counties are still hovering near their steady state of 20-ish. You know, 19 and a half, 20, 21. They still hover up in that direction. For several days, then the mask mandate counties stay down in that 16-ish and a half direction. And then even drop a hair lower, just marginally so, but for the last about 4 days are really closer to 16 as opposed to the 16 and a half or so, and end at about 16, real close to 16 on 8.3, whereas the non-mass counties still hovering near that 20-ish. So it's as though a couple weeks in, it really kind of took a second effect. All right, that's what it looks like. You see them immediately drop. They stay near each other with the mask mandate counties being just below or at least near it over the next kind of 12 days. Then you see that significant drop. And you see that basically non-mask counties stayed steady state. So, as he said, winning the war. Okay, so then somebody asked him, you can read it in the article, I'm paraphrasing. So, is it true that if the non-mask counties masked, that you think they could drop below that line being the other line? Because remember, at the end, it looks like a significant difference. It's exaggerated a little bit in that, you know, the scale is not 0 to 26. It's only 15 to 26. In reality, they're only split by about 4 caseloads, or they're really split. The way it looks, they're only split by about 4, with, you know, 20 being the high. So in reality, they're within 30% of each other. But it looks more dramatic here. But nonetheless, yes, he goes, yeah, I believe so. Or I think they could. That's what he says. So he backs up the fact that the person, the idea that the person is interpreting this right, they're not. So that's deception number one. The person clearly indicates, I'm not understanding your graph. I believe you're saying the way I just described to you. The way I just described to you is inaccurate. It's based on the left axis and the bottom axis and what the lines actually did. This person to him clearly shows that that's what they thought, and he let them leave with that. So it's one thing to give misleading and, well, we'll see if they interpret it right. But then when in front of you, clearly they have misinterpreted it, that's when if you're an honest scientist type, you go, oh, I think you may not have interpreted this right. In actuality, they actually never did cross. Look at the right axis. We have an axis over here for no mask. So it's not that the no mask would need to cross and get lower than the mask mandate. The no mask was never higher than the mask mandate. That's what he should have said. Or he should have at least pointed to the right axis. Now, there's no reason for these two lines to have two different axes. They're not separated that far, and they're not different measurements. They're the same units. Sometimes in graphs, you'll see that they try to basically hold two different measurements on one line because they're kind of good. They inform each other. And so they're different units. And so the right will indicate what that thing is and what its measurement is, the right axes, and the left axes will indicate what that measurement is. But they're not usually the same units. They're not the same measurements. In this case, they are, but they use a different axes. And so the left axes is the one you would normally read. And even if you saw some numbers to the right on a board, you really couldn't read very well because it's physical and it's away from you. You'd think it was just repeating the numbers. You think, okay, they're just repeating the numbers over there because just for ease of use visually as you're looking at the further right numbers. No, the left axes is for masked counties only. And that's not even obvious because it looks like it's labeling for the masked line, which starts up high and to the left. So the masked axes only goes down to 15, starts at 25, a little bit of space above that, but the highest line is 25, like I told you. The lowest line is 15. The highest defined line for the right axis is 14. The lowest is 4. There's not even a chance the way this is defined for these to cross paths and axes actually mean they're crossing. The dividing line would be 15, which is the highest the right line could go if you go a half of a line above. That's the highest it could go and still show on this chart would be 15, and it might be just a hair lower than that, but we'll say it's at 15. The lowest the other one could go is 15. So in order for these to actually even intersect, the mask line would have to go to the bottom, and the non-mask line would have to veer to the very top of the chart. That's how deceptive he's being. So there's no reason he couldn't put it on the same axes because, again, they don't cover a wide range, and they're not really that far apart if you didn't count that first spike. He could put it on an axis of 4 to 26, and then you would see a far different picture, which is the point. So let's go over this. The second day, the suspicious, why wouldn't you show where this came from? How could a 7-day rolling average drop on the first day? Doesn't make a lot of sense. What's going on there? And again, that's a breadcrumb to the third thing that we'll find out. In reality, when you look at the axes and you can reconcile the axes, when it looks like it dropped below, when it looks like the masked dropped below the non-masked a little, in reality, no mask was at about 9. And masks were still double that. They were still at almost 20, but it looks like not quite, 19.7. They're still double and this is his big propaganda. Look, it did help right away and then help more later. It may have helped, but it's not lower than non-mask. And that's the dichotomy he's trying to pull. If you people would get in line, you would see these results, you idiots. So as they're kind of trailing along together for about 12 days, in reality, the masks are going from about 19.7 to 21.5. And the non-masks are going really just around 10 down to maybe 8.5. So much, much higher for the masked. Like I said, say 20 to 21.5 versus give or take around 9 to 10. So basically double. And then when we start to see the separation about 12 days in, and then we look at the separation at 14 days in, Well, 14 days in on the 26th. So the measurement that shows it starts on the 12th. In reality, when you start to see, okay, now it's starting to separation, the second wave is starting to kick in. In reality, the mass counties are still at about 19.5, and the non-mass counties are just barely above 10. So you're really talking about 90% higher. Now, is there a reason for them to be higher? Those mass counties are more likely to be the authoritarian counties that are the more populous. So yes, there's a higher population density. There's a reason that even with mask, you might be higher. You have more proximity to each other. I get it. But the point is that that's not the point he's trying to make. He's trying to make the point that even with that, the masks helped significantly and even went lower when they never did. So, yes, on the 26th, 14 days in reality, there was no separation yet because mass counties were still significantly higher. They were at give or take 19.5 versus just barely over 10, really about 90% higher. And so they drop over the next couple of days to a nice new lower plateau of around, this is the mass counties, around 16.5, 16.25. And this looks like a massive difference between them and the non-mass counties. But In reality, the mass counties were sitting at about 9.5 at that time. So 16.5 over 9.5 is a split of 7. If 7 was a split from 10, it would be 70% higher. 9.5 is a smaller number. So 7 greater than that is more than 70% higher. As they then kind of plateau again a couple days later, you see about a 16.5 versus a 10, still 65% higher. As they plateau down a little bit over the course of the next several days, you get an average of about 16 to 16.5, but the no mask mandate has also dropped to closer to 9. So 16 to 16.5 over right near 9 is still 60 to 70% higher. So that is the first two deceptions. But then let's go to the third deception of lying Lee Norman, the military operative plant to be KDHE secretary. Again, if you have a 7-day rolling average, how could it drop 20% in one day and have it mean what you're trying to make me think it means? From 26 down to below 20. How can that be in one day, in a 7-day rolling average, and have it mean something the day after the mandate, which is what you're representing? Well, let's talk about it. Seems like it's probably a statistical spike, but we don't know. Was it just setting up there the whole time? Maybe so, but it was probably not setting right up there. It could have been setting closer to up there. Probably was not setting right at that spike. What is the likelihood he's picked that spike specifically? Well, after you see the first two lies, you go, he did pick that spike specifically. A quick aside before we go to, thanks to the Freedom of Information Act from the Sentinel, we see the history. The quick aside is, you understand what he did here? This is before we picked the starting date. He said, hey, I'm the KDHE secretary. You data types. Slide the axis for me. The secretary wants us to slide the axis. Yeah, slide the axis so the left, counties with mask mandates, the low is 15, and the high for the counties without mask mandates is 14. Okay. That's how that happens. Okay, going on to this then. The data was obtained in an open records request. And now we've got data back to the 22nd of June. So he is who we thought he was. He picked that date for a reason. The 12th was a full 9 days after the mandate date for those counties that decided to follow it. Because it wasn't a mandate, it was called a mandate, because that's what liars do. They try to take on powers and see if you take their bluff, kind of like CNN saying people couldn't cover it. So it, quote, goes into effect on July 3rd, all right? And yet he pulls 9 days later. What is the highest point for counties with mask mandates in between the 3rd and the 12th when he selected that as a beginning date? Ta-da! It's the 12th. What is the only point, literally the only point after the mask mandate where he could pick a drop that then stays down? The only point is if he picks the 12th, 9 days later, totally arbitrary. An honest informer, an honest reporter, an honest data presenter would have had a couple of days to pick. Probably either pick the date the mandate goes into effect, so you have baseline, but better pick about a week before so people can see the general trend of the cases per 100,000. After all, it's a 7-day rolling average, right? So why not pick a full 7 days before? Had he picked that, you would have seen that prior to the mandate, the rolling average for counties that were going to pick the mask, and also it would have given you the nice baseline of where these were before the difference happened. And the nice baseline would have made a lot of sense. The mask mandate counties, the counties that end up being mask mandate counties, were rolling in the previous week at about 8 to 12 cases per 100,000 in about the previous week. And the ones without the mask, so I said 8 to 12. The ones without mask mandates, they end up not doing the mask mandates, were running about 4 to 6. So you'd see there was a significant, that there you could go, well, proximity, you know, population density. From the 3rd of July, what happens is that briefly with a mandate, both types go down. But, well, really, actually, the non-mask stays plateaued. But the general trend line, you know, when they kind of compromise it and average it as opposed to seeing the spikes, only goes up for both after the mask mandate. So something else is going on. It can be as simple as just how much are you ramping the reporting up? How much are you ramping the testing up? It could be that simple, right? Are you reporting more? So the general trend line from the 3rd through the 12th, when he shows it, is to go from, if you take the 3rd as the closest data you have, going from about 9 cases per 100,000 on a 7-day rolling average to about 22 after the mask mandate. From about 9 to about 22. Now, one could be facetious and say the mask is doing it, but you don't need to go there. You don't need to be that cheap. The non-mask mandate counties go from about 4 up to about 8.5 or 9. So they increase. So by picking the 12th, he ignores the fact of a particular increase that could be caused by something else. And therefore, when things decrease, they're decreasing due to something else. And to that point, when the decreases occur that I tell you about after the 12th, they never hit the pre-3rd of July rates. Remember, pre-3rd of July, really, we went from 6 to about 12 as a high for the mask mandate counties. We never hit 12 again in the reporting period. We get down to 16. So is that really just getting down to whatever was going on in that whole time period dissipating away? For the mask mandate, non-mask mandate counties, we are at about 4 to about 6. Well, after the 12th of July, we never get down back to 6. We get down back to 9. So he's showing no trending where you might imply other effects were in play. Because, again, you go, well, geez, there must be something else in play because we haven't even hit pre-mandate amounts yet. And he's not being honest with the trend line that happened immediately after the mask mandate goes into effect, a large increase in trend line. So he picked the 12th for exactly one reason. It is the only date where a decrease occurred that then kind of stayed down there. So he could pull that slide, sliding trick. Because after the 3rd of July, it went down briefly for a couple of days and then spiked up to 16. Well, there's a decrease right after. The same spike, a similar spike happens on the no mask mandate counties, and the similar D spike unspike occurs the very next day. But then the very next day after that, it goes back up to that same level and then only increases from there. Literally, the only place where he could have shown a decrease and then have it be below, he would have had to show that it was lower to begin with. He would have had to pull his axis that much in order to show that it was lower to begin with. But then he wouldn't have shown that it was the mask reasoning. There was exactly one plot point where he could have pulled his deception. One plot point starting date that he could have pulled his perception. He, in essence, had to do both of those to pull his deception of winning the battle with mask mandates. A true liar, ladies and gentlemen, and may have happened over in your neck of the woods as well. Lying Lee Norman. I covered him more than once in videos. I don't know for sure how many I have at hand. I did save everything off Facebook. And again, some of them are on MeWe. But I can't tell you how many I will truly get to. So that's Lying Lee Norman, number one, an archive of truth. Of truth. I just said truth. Yeah, that's right. Archive of truth is very late. 3:23 in the morning. Don't ask me why. I'm restless. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. Catch me over on Chemology 411 as well.